This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, March 27th. A thorn in the flesh. Our passage comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The Apostle Paul was dedicated to God, but Paul had a thorn in the flesh, possibly a disease that bothered him quite a lot. He called it a messenger of Satan to torment him. We don't know what it was, but somehow it made Paul weaker than he wanted to be. Thorns prick, scratch, and wound. However, the point of Paul's example is that because of his thorn in the flesh, God was able to work through him more powerfully. Although Paul pleaded 3 times with the Lord to take his thorn away, the Lord responded, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Paul notes that he was given his thorn in order to keep from becoming conceited. This means Paul knew that if he did not have this thorn, he could have become proud. So Paul is teaching us that his thorn in the flesh was actually a good thing. It was a sign of God's grace to keep him from becoming a proud leader in the church, and we can surely thank God for that. This does not mean we should ask God to give us a thorn in the flesh. We can trust that God knows what is best for us. But if God does allow us to have a particular kind of suffering, we can also trust that he can use it to do good. As Paul writes in another place, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Pray with me. Lord and God, work in us and through us, that your power and goodness in our lives may be clear to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.